Today, you'll meet Meg. Meg is a wise young entrepreneur who was kicked around by life quite a bit in her 20s. She did a lot of stupid shit, in her own words, that led her to completely change her life in the midst of her Saturn return. Saturn return happens 3 times in your life if you're lucky, around the time when you're 29 or 30, around the time when you're 58 or 59, and around the time when you're 84. Your Saturn is said to be the great challenger of your life, the barbed wire. You know that thing that you keep coming up against? I know that you know what that thing is for you. So about every 29 years, it returns to the place it was in at the time of your birth, and it comes at you hard. I mean, it's always there. That thing that keeps coming up, it's always there for you, but it's going to come at you hard at these specific points in your life. And if you don't get the lesson when you're 29, you're going to get a bigger one when you're 58. I work with a lot of women in their 50s, and between their Chiron return at 50 and the Saturn return at 58, there are huge opportunities to reinvent yourself or not.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So what we're going to do today is to look at Meg's human design. We're working through the Content by Design course so that she can align her message, what she came here to say, who she came here to say it to, and how she's here to say it with her unique energetic blueprint or her human design. You're going to see how her Saturn has driven her towards her purpose, because that's what challenges do, right? They keep driving us further and further and further towards our purpose if we accept the challenge, if we're up for the challenge. In Meg's case, her Saturn return is in gates 38 and 58. So gate 38 is on the conscious side, and she's more aware of that energy. It's warrior energy. It's opposition. It's knowing what's worth fighting for and digging your heels in for it. Gate 58 is all about experiencing joy and vitality. Meg got sober in 2021 at the beginning of her 30s. Remember how I told you that she did a lot of stupid shit in her 20s? That's because Meg is a 6th line profile. So among other things, it means that in the first 30 years of her life, she had to make a ton of mistakes. And please know that I'm putting that in air quotes, because there are no mistakes. But she had to make a lot of mistakes by being an experiential learner. So if you're a 3rd line profile or a 6th line profile, this will be a theme in your life. You've heard me say it here that 3rd lines run fast and break things. So if you have this in your life, or if you know someone who is, then cut them some slack. My granddaughter's a 3-5 profile, and you never met a soul who bumps into life more than she does. The last thing that I want to do is condition her to believe that she's wrong. She's making mistakes. She can't seem to learn anything. But that's what happens to 3rd lines. You know, I was on a call with a client just yesterday, and he is a 3rd line profile, and I can tell in every single thing that he utters about his business that he's a 3rd line profile. He's also a manifesting generator, and he has been so conditioned that he's making too many mistakes that he almost holds himself too small in his business because he's so afraid he's going to make a mistake and someone's going to judge him. So by the time 3rd and 6th line profiles come to me, they've internalized so much shame around their experiences that it breaks my heart. And that's the gift of human design. Understanding their human design, understanding that they're here to learn through their experience, learn through their mistakes. It allows them to see this conditioning for what it is, and then it lets them begin to step out of it, slowly but surely. So back to Meg. By the time Meg was 30, she'd lived a whole lot of life, she'd done a lot of crazy things, and she'd bought into the conditioning that who she is inherently wrong, which again, breaks my heart. How can someone, I think she's 33 now, how can someone who's 33 think that they are inherently wrong? But we all go through that, right? So she worked her way up the corporate ladder where she felt like one of those Gumby bendy toys. Remember those? She was always contorting herself to try to fit the mold. Finding her human design and beginning to really live it changed everything for her. And this is something that was different when she came into my world, because Meg had been through human design readings before and she'd been really exposed to human design, but she didn't understand how to actually stand in her design. And I find that this is a thing that happens a lot with human design and human design circles, is that we identify more with what we're not. Like once we discover what we're not in human design, oh, my open head, oh, my undefined will, oh, my undefined root. You know, we identify so much with those parts of our design that we don't have consistent access to the energy of, that we forget to stand in human in the places that are who we are. And that is the real gift of human design, is standing in who you are. So Meg now understands that she will always lead from love, and that doesn't make her soft. It makes her effective. In her corporate career, she was told that she was too soft, so she was always trying to do things to harden herself up. You'll see Meg's chart in the show notes for you, and she has the cross of the vessel of love. Her G center, which is where a lot of the gates of love are housed, is completely lit up. Excuse me. She has one gate that is undefined in her entire G center. If she's not here to love, I don't know what the heck she's here to do. She understands that she has always been and will always be drawn to extremes in her life. Gate 15 is the energy that grounds her. The gate of extremes is the energy that grounds her. She gets that she had to do all that stupid shit to learn the lessons that she'll now integrate over the next 20 years or so. Because that's another thing that you should know if you're a six-line profile or if you have a six-line profile in your life. You will be the most uncomfortable in your life in the middle years. The years between 30 and 50 are when you integrate your lessons. And it can be really, really uncomfortable. I have never spoken with a six-line profile who's between 30 and 50 who says, oh gosh, I'm just living my best life here. Things are just coming easily for me. That's not how it's going to be for you, because you're here to be a role model. But you can't be a role model until you integrate all of life's lessons. All of the ways you've been kicked around in your early years, you get to integrate in between 30 and 50, and then you get to role model after you're 50. So again, back to Meg. I get off track. I get off on these tangents. When Meg turned 30, not only was she dealing with ageism, if you can believe it, at 30, it was a thing in her corporate career, because she smiled too much to be taken too seriously. So she was always dealing with this energy of her Saturn, this like what's worth fighting for, this energy of I want to experience joy and vitality. The warrior energy was showing up for her and showing her what she needed to fight for. The energy of joy and vitality wanted to come out and play. And here she was in this career that made her be super, super serious. And that when she smiled, she didn't want to ever have smile lines because it would ruin her corporate career. Can you imagine such a thing? But seriously, this is what she was told. You know how it is. I mean, Megs is a beautiful girl. She's blonde. She's beautiful. And you're treated like a bimbo. You're treated like if you're pretty, you don't know things. So of course she fought this energy of smiling too much, of coming from a place of love. She was trying to toughen herself up so much. But somehow, somewhere along the way, well, of course, she burned out in her corporate career. So we can't leave that part of the story out. She burned out in her corporate career and ended up leaving that. And all of a sudden, she knew she was being called to be sober. Now, it's been a years-long journey, but she would tell you, and she will tell you because she's going to guest on this podcast down the road, that it's worth it because she now experiences true and lasting joy. The gifts of that Gate 58, the gifts of her Saturn, are here for her now. She runs a business helping other women to heal their sacred wounds so that they can experience more joy and vitality in their lives. She helps them to see the wonder and awe in their everyday life. It's what she's here to share. And she may never have gotten there had she not been challenged by her Saturn return, had this warrior energy for fighting for what's going to bring joy and vitality not been there for her. So when Saturn comes calling, you come home to yourself, or you don't. And then the next time around, it comes at you harder if you don't get the lesson this time. So Meg's got the lesson. She quit her corporate job where she'd been trying to prove herself valuable and worthy because of her undefined will, and she went on a healing journey back to who she is. She now fights for other women to come back to themselves, and that is beautiful. She does a lot of work around reprogramming. I don't like that word, though. Maybe deprogramming the nervous system through a few different healing modalities like Kundalini yoga, womb healing, and rage circles. Meg is learning to live more into her design every single day, and it shows. On our last call, she said, and I'm going to quote her, I keep forgetting that it gets to be easy. I keep trying to make it harder than it is, and I get to keep relaxing into my design as I go along. I couldn't have said it better myself, Meg. So when you're ready to take your own path of least resistance, you're ready for a human design reading, head on over to the website. It's linked in the show notes. It's just my name, VickiDixon.com, and you can get yours booked. Aligning with your unique human design is the very best way to live an intentionally unjaded life. Let's do it.